GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Sunday, August 23, 2026. Compiled Sunday, August 23, 2026 by Judy Byington, MSW, LCSW, judybyington.com. Judy Note, in 1993 the Supreme Court ruled in favor of a farmer's lawsuit against the banks. The evidence, fraudulent foreclosures, illegal taxation and a government in collusion with the Federal Reserve. The 16th Amendment had never been ratified, a century-long deception that the deep state cabal owned American taxpayers. In 2000, President Clinton was forced to sign the National Economic Security and Reformation Act, NESERA, that would return the people's money back to the people. Alan Greenspan was scheduled to announce NESERA at 10 a.m. on September 11, 2001, but at 8:46 a.m. the first of the World Trade Towers was hit. By 10 a.m. on 9-11 the world was in smoke, announcement silenced, gold and silver inside Building 7 vanished and truth buried beneath rubble and propaganda. Watch the water, the next target of the cabal's World Economic Forum, your tap water. From the World Economic Forum, agenda collaborator, Mariana Mazzucato, our attempt to vaccinate the entire planet failed, climate change is too abstract for people to understand, but the next water crisis is something everyone will rally around. Translation, the water from your tap no longer belongs to you. It belongs to global bureaucrats and WEF cronies like Bill Gates who will manage it for the planet. For two decades the deep state played out wars in the Middle East, manufactured recessions, financial crashes, bailouts and pandemics. Yet the White Hat Alliance built silently and continuity of government was activated. Starlink satellites aligned. The quantum financial system was constructed, a living network immune to corruption, tied not to fiat but to transparency and truth. The emergency broadcast system awaits armed, ready to override every screen on Earth. The QFS hums beneath the surface, prepared to dissolve debt, erase slavery money, and install a new golden architecture. The plan was precise. When the switch was thrown, two streams collided, first the EBS, unmasking crimes, broadcasting tribunals, forcing the world to face the scale of deception, then the QFS, resetting the global economy, ending the Federal Reserve, releasing humanity from a century of theft. They will call it the Great Silence, 10 days where the internet goes dark, banks shutter, ATMs fail, and every channel becomes disclosure. When the signal breaks, the world you knew will collapse in hours, and the world they hid will rise in light. NESERA and Jazara, the gold-slash-asset-backed quantum financial system of 209 countries and the worldwide emergency broadcast system will soon converge. When that moment comes, nothing will ever be the same again. No official time frame has been given for when the emergency broadcast system would trigger a 3-day event, followed by 10 days of communication darkness, perhaps 3 to 6 weeks, where all across the world will be isolated at home, or a place of their choice. The Global Military Alliance will suspend the media, internet, phones, TV and radio and play 8-hour documentaries 24/7 about what is going on. During that time the Global Military Alliance will take down what was left of the Illuminati deep state cabal, their governments, make mass arrests of corrupt global elites, hold military tribunals and carry out sentences on who have committed crimes against humanity. Saturday, August 22, 2026, USED Administrator at Senate hearing, USED funded bioweapons programs using tax dollars which meant that taxpayers were funding their own deaths. White hats on Telegram. Saturday, August 22, 2026, prepare yourself, the storm will break with QFS, Tier 4B NESERA Jazara on Telegram. From Sunday, August 23, 2026, the QFS is no longer a test, it's the dawn of transparency, accountability, and freedom from cabal control. The countdown has begun, and there's nowhere left for the elites to hide. The quantum financial system is here to end every lie and deception ever used against us. Monday, August 10, 2026, the four portals of the quantum financial system, QFS, USA, European, UK, Netherlands and Asia Africa Australia portals are set to connect and transform the world. Discover how these portals will bring transparency, asset-backed currencies, and global financial freedom, ending deep state control. Quantum Financial System Intel on Telegram. The Quantum Financial System, QFS, is here, set to forever change how the world handles money. The era of corrupt financial practices, hidden transactions, and deep state manipulation is coming to an end. The QFS promises transparency, security, and direct control over personal finances. The system operates through its four portals, gateways connecting the world's financial networks. This isn't just another financial overhaul, it's a transformation of the global economy. The four portals of the QFS connect continents and bring financial autonomy to millions. 1. USA Portal, the lifeblood of the Americas, covering North, Central, and South America, the USA Portal ensures connection to the QFS across the Western Hemisphere. The introduction of the US note, USN, an asset-backed currency tied to gold and silver, replaces the corrupt system centered around the US dollar. With this shift, the Federal Reserve's control over the American economy ends, marking the collapse of the fiat system. Impact on everyday people, the USA portal will empower citizens from Canada to Chile with direct access to their wealth, free from bank manipulation. This portal brings unprecedented stability through the USN, an asset-backed currency providing financial sovereignty across the continent. 2. European Portal, reclaiming financial sovereignty, breaking free from the euro. The European portal allows countries like Netherlands, Spain, Italy, France, and Germany to reclaim financial independence. Each nation will issue its own QFS-linked currency backed by assets, ensuring the end of financial manipulation. A united, yet independent Europe, under the QFS, each country will manage its economy independently while retaining transparency and security. This shift means financial freedom for individuals and national autonomy, signaling the end of the deep state's control over Europe's financial systems. 3. UK Portal, a return to sterling strength. The UK portal introduces the sterling token, an asset-backed currency restoring financial independence to England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. This new currency, supported by the QFS, ends Britain's reliance on the euro and deep state influence, with each transaction secure and traceable. 4. Asia-Africa-Australia Portal, a continental shift in power. Covering a vast area including India, South Africa, Australia, and all of Asia, this portal represents a seismic shift in global financial power. The QFS will support these nations with asset-backed currencies, promoting economic prosperity from their own resources rather than exploitation by external forces. Unleashing a new wave of prosperity, Asia, Africa, Netherlands, and Australia, once battlegrounds for financial manipulation, will experience newfound prosperity. This portal promises a future where wealth benefits the people and economies of these regions, free from external interference. The grip of the deep state is loosening as financial freedom becomes a reality. Friday, August 22, 2026. Here is what the legacy banking cartel is desperately trying to censor before you wake up tomorrow morning. 107, JFK Jr. On Telegram, the Tier 4B activation, the secure satellite uplink to the non-custodial Tier 4B validation terminals, has transitioned from testing to live execution. The asset-backed sovereign funds, backed by the physical gold re-anchored to the U.S. Treasury, are now officially mapped to the local routing networks. The Quantum Handshake, over 12,000 regional and local credit unions have successfully integrated the ISO 20022 protocol over the last 4 hours. The corrupt Tier 1 megabanks that refused to comply with the asset-backed standards have had their settlement privileges permanently revoked by the military alliance. The NYSERA liquidations, the hidden offshore pools used by the globalist corporations to short the markets and suppress humanity, have been completely drained. Those funds have been legally redirected into the primary redemption accounts. The distribution protocols are locked. They told you the old system was too big to fail. They wanted you to believe you were trapped in their endless debt loop forever. Look at the sudden, forced updates on your personal banking apps tonight. Look at the emergency internal memos leaked from the administrative floors of Wall Street. The old world didn't just crash. The keys to the entire global wealth ledger were handed back to the people. The ghost currency is evaporating. The real asset-backed era is officially online. You held the line through the darkest hours of the deception. Now, watch the monitors as the old machine loses its power forever. QFS integration lib ISO 20022 sovereign. The reconciliation begins, the countdown has hit zero. The new dawn is already here. Monday, August 24, 2026, the ISO 20022 messaging, that defines how banks transmit payment information, completes its transition across all major banking rails. For the first time in history, SWIFT, Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, Bank of England, BRICS, IMF and all high-value cross-border payment systems will speak the same transaction language, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Tuesday, August 11, 2026, Movements of Global Military Alliance, Tier 4B Nizra Jazara on Telegram. See Daily Reports. August 22, 2026, something unthinkable just happened. A federal court just dropped the hammer on Jerome Powell and the Federal Reserve, revealing a secret economic war on the American people. Powell, who has long been portrayed as an impartial economist, is now revealed as a globalist enforcer running a monetary dictatorship behind closed doors. His title is Fed Chair, but what is his job? The number one financial enemy. The Federal Reserve has been a shadow government for over a century, setting interest rates, printing debt-based currency and engineering booms and busts while being above the law. But under Powell it became something darker. The execution arm of the globalist Great Reset. It is not serving America. It serves Davos. Jerome Powell is not a public servant. He is the monetary arm of an occupying power, and his empire is coming apart at the seams. See Daily Reports. Friday, August 22, 2026, the quiet reset is no longer quiet, Web 3.0 ISO 20022 on Telegram. The public still believes they're living in the same world they woke up in yesterday. But the foundations of that world, the banking grid, the medical grid, the communication grid, even the military command structure, have already shifted into a new architecture. And the transition happened without a single announcement. Here's what is already verified behind the curtain. QFS ledger sync at 86% global completion. Core Fedwire channels detached from source. Medbed chambers pre-powered and on standby. Military oversight activated under Contingency Protocol 22B. EBS routing tables rewritten for rapid national broadcast. See Daily Reports. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Mike Lindell conducting largest election recount in U.S. history. A full-hand recount of the Minnesota governor's primary election will take place, and will be privately funded by Mike Lindell, which will cover all ballots, counts, anomalies and election night reporting, the SHIF on Telegram. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Fox News, Representative Ana Paulina Luna says China is funding Democrat socialist candidates. DSA is absolutely funded and tied to the Communist Chinese Party. We know, for instance, in their mega donors like Neville Roy Singham, who are currently under investigation by the Department of Justice. Saturday, August 22, 2026, 25,000 pages. One verdict, guilty. Putin delivers 25,000-page mRNA dossier to Trump, time to arrest Bill Gates for mRNA crimes, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Trump ends tax on Social Security, America's seniors finally keep what they earned, no tax on Social Security, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Trump unloads on Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie, calls them three losers in a scorching political takedown, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Saturday, August 22, 2026, Trump just signed Executive Order 1947 to 2026. Medbed technology declassified for civilian use. Pharmaceutical industry has 90 days, QFS activated on Telegram. Saturday, August 22, 2026, deep within subterranean command nodes, military intelligence teams have successfully extracted the master cryptographic keys to global surveillance networks, permanently severing the communication lines of shadow directorates, Tier 4B Nizra Jazara on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Out.